Wow, this is a big crowd. Wow, so full. Very soon the other place also will be too full. Yeah, before the other place becomes old, it will be, you will be ready to move to the new one. Yeah. The Lord gave me a vision, and what I'm going to speak about is coming out of that vision. What the Lord showed me was that He showed me a lot of people carrying very heavy burdens. Very, very heavy burdens, unbearable burdens people were carrying on their shoulders. And I see the Lord's presence. I see the Lord. I hear the Lord's voice, and I see the Lord's presence in this congregation. And the Lord, with compassion, calling out for those who are heavily burdened and carrying unbearable burdens. And the Lord is saying, come. Come. And lay your burdens at my feet. Come. You who are weary, come. You who are troubled, you who are wounded, you who are hopelessly dispositioned, come. You who have nothing but difficulty, come. Because I am here and I'm walking among you and will always walk among you to wipe away your tears, to lift up your burdens, and to heal you and to cause strength to flow into your lives. And as the Lord begins to take up each of your burdens, as you draw close to Him and give your burdens to Him, and as He begins to pick up each of your burdens, heal each of your hurts, and bring you hope and joy, what He would do is, He is then making this congregation a congregation that has not only handed over their burdens to the Lord, but a congregation that would be a burden-bearing congregation of those that are weak and weary and tired and lonely and are heavily burdened. I see God coming through your prayers and open heavens. The Lord coming through to heal, to lift people's burdens and to set people free. That's how I see it. And I see hundreds in the beginning, and then more and more coming. More and more coming, because this area will be filled with the power of the glory of God. A very powerful healing and delivering presence of Jesus you will see a very powerful healing presence of Jesus coming among you. Would you please turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus called. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I wonder if you have seen ox carts being pulled by oxen. That's when I was a little kid, that was the most familiar thing that we saw. But now it is soon disappearing in the streets of Colombo as well. But we do still see them in Colombo and more so in the villages. And what we see is two oxen pulling a heavy cart, heavily loaded cart. Two oxen pulling. And I have gotten into conversation with people who are experts in using these ox carts. What they say is there is a very strong trained ox that has carried the load for many years and experienced one. That's the senior one. And the other one, who is his partner, is a young one. Strong, maybe as strong as the older one, but still not very harnessed, not used to carrying the weight. So the experienced one, I was explained, the experienced one takes the almost the full load upon his back. And the other guy who is learning from just walks with him like a companion, like a buddy. They walk together. And the yoke is upon both of them, but the weight is on the senior one. And they walk together, carrying the burden. And that's the picture we have here. The Lord, a burden bearer. He comes to us and he is saying to us, "You who are heavy laden, come. You labor and you're heavy laden, come. And I will give you rest." Do you, as you sit in the presence of the Lord today, are there those of you here who have burdens, problems that are so heavy, so difficult to solve? Relational issues, financial issues, and some issues of addiction. You know you are a believer, you love the Lord, but you have addictions and you don't know if you will ever be able to come out of them, because you've tried and you failed, you've been to counseling, You've tried and tapped every source available, and it seems as if there is no hope. And some of you have come to the end of your strength and tether. You don't know what to do. Are there some of you like that? And the Lord says, you are heavily laden. Come, and I will give you rest. And when He calls you, He calls you and I to Himself. He calls us to His presence. He doesn't call and leave us. When He calls and we answer, His presence then is forever. He becomes your senior partner. And He stands there and He walks with you. He says, take My yoke upon you and learn from Me. So you see, He is having a yoke and you have a yoke because you're yoked with Him and you're walking together. But He carries the burden. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me. So the Lord speaks to you, encourages you, and leads you and guides you. And the Lord would give you words of encouragement and comfort, words of strength to sustain you. Don't be quick to give up. Don't be quick to call it a day. Don't be quick to throw in the towel and run away. But because He calls you and He says, look, you know, I'll never leave you nor forsake you because you've called Me. Although you feel so unworthy, although you keep falling all the time and almost to give up and you feel like a hopeless hypocrite because of the many times you have fallen, the Lord says, look, just hang in there. I'll hang out with you and be your friend. When it hurts, I will talk to you and ease your hurt. I will heal you. I will encourage you. My words and My strength will sustain you through. He says, learn from Me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. He is strong, He is powerful, but He is not a big bully. See? He is not someone who will make you feel condemned. He will not accuse you. You fell again? Come on now. No, that's not His tone of voice. That's not the way He will ever address you, ever. He's not about to, you know, when someone is just about to give you up, the way He talks and looks at you, He is never going to be like that. He's not going to deal with you like that. He loves you. He will understand you, and He says, I will call you to an understanding relationship. He will understand you more than anyone would ever do. He says, for My yoke is easy. See, He brings you and I to responsibility and accountability. He brings us under a yoke But a yoke that delivers and frees, a yoke that gives us comfort, it's easy, and my burden, there is a burden, but that burden is light, because the heavy part of it is borne by Him. And so the Lord, I hear the Lord calling you to Himself. Now, this burden bearer who calls you and I, this burden bearer whom we have an intimate relationship with, will cheer us with His presence, and not only cheer us with His presence, but will make His anointing available to us. The anointed one, Christ, the anointed one, the one who delivers, the one who heals, will make His anointing available to us, so that we are not fighting in our own strength. It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Zechariah 4 and verse 6. He will make it available to us. Isaiah 10 and verse 27 says, I am reading from the New King James Version. It says, it shall come to pass in that day that the burden will be taken away from your shoulder, and His yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. The yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. And there is a similar scripture in Isaiah 14 and verse 25, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and on my mountains tread him underfoot. God speaking, then his yoke shall be removed from them, and his burden removed from their shoulders. Now, these two scriptures found in Isaiah 10:27 and Isaiah 14:25 is in the context of, if you have heard of a king by the name of Hezekiah. Now, King Sennacherib of the Assyrian king, He had conquered Israel and now laid siege on Judah and was requiring Judah to pay sort of like taxes, and every year it became heavier. And now King Sennacherib, the Assyrian king, had become very proud, arrogant, and presumptuous. And he was wanting to put more burden and a greater yoke on Judah. So he increased his taxes, and now he was threatening to overcome Judah, and he went ahead and felt the freedom to talk against our God. And so God spoke to Hezekiah. He sent a threatening letter to Hezekiah, and Hezekiah takes it to the temple of the Lord and he reads it to God. He reads it to God. Whenever you find an accusation coming from the enemy, whenever you find a condemning word coming from the enemy to you, read it to God. Just read it to Him. Lord, this is what the enemy says to me. And the Lord will take care of the enemy. He will, because He loves you. And so Hezekiah took it before the Lord and read it to God. And God came through, and Hezekiah sent some of his associates to Isaiah. Now, King Sennacherib of Assyria, King Hezekiah of Judah, and Isaiah, they were contemporaries. They lived at the same time. I didn't know that for some time, you know, but they lived at the same time. And so he sends word to Isaiah saying, Isaiah, I am having problems, but I am talking to God. And if you have something to say to me, please do. And so Isaiah comes through to King Hezekiah in 1027. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck. And the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. If you would read 2 Kings chapter 18 and 19 when you have time, 2 Chronicles 32 and Isaiah 36 and 37, you will understand the whole story behind this. You know, what happened was King Sennacherib was arrogant and he was in the border of Judah and he's about to attack Judah. Suddenly he hears bad news. And the bad news is, go back to your own kingdom because your kingdom is going to be attacked. And he goes. When he goes to his god Nisroch. And he's worshipping his god Nisroch when two of his sons, King Sennacherib's son, they come and kill their father. And Eshedon, the youngest son, takes over his kingdom. You will have all of that in those scriptures that I gave you. But King Hezekiah was not defeated. The yoke was lifted. And the burden taken away. Let me tell you, the anointed one is in you and is with you. And therefore the anointing is upon you, and the anointing will lift the burden and break the yoke. Hallelujah. He will lift the burden and break the yoke. You will not live in discouragement, depression, and you will not be overwhelmed by your burdens anymore, because the burden bearer has broken through for you and I. Please tell me if I'm too loud. I cannot contain myself. Hallelujah. Yeah. Folks, the Lord is saying to you this morning, don't be troubled. Don't be rattled. Do not be overwhelmed. Isn't that a better word? Do not be overwhelmed. Because Philippians 4, 6 to 7, we hear Paul says, be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Don't just keep them in your head and let your head go spinning. Don't carry them in your heart and get overwhelmed and burdened. Talk them to the Lord. Every morning when I wake up, I don't know about you. Most mornings I feel like under pressure and I feel like, oh no. You know, most of my days are like, oh no days. See? However, what I have learned to do is I have learned to write all those oh no things that comes to me. Yeah. You know, this particular thing, oh no, this particular thing, oh no. You see, so what I have learned to do is to, I have learned to write them down. I've learned to write them down and I go before the Lord like King Hezekiah and say, God, the enemy makes me say, oh no. And this is the reason why, Lord, I cannot. I'm too young, I'm too unable, I'm too inexperienced, I have no proper mental state, I have no resources, I don't know how to, and I place them, I read them to the Lord. I read those things to the Lord, my challenges, the difficulties I have, and I say to the Lord, dear God, have mercy. I don't carry them on my head. I don't keep them in my heart and keep worrying about them. I talk them to the Lord. And then when I get reminded, I say, hey, you know what? I've already given it to the Lord. You don't have to remind me. Get thee behind me, Satan. You don't have to remind me. I have already talked to him. You see? Hallelujah. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. When it is through Christ Jesus, you know what I mean? When it is through Christ Jesus, if it is through some government organization, if it is through some insurance policy, you never know. But when it is through Christ Jesus, it is done.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
It is yea. And amen in Christ Jesus, because he overcame all. And in him, he makes us more than conquerors, more than triumphant in him. So, Psalm 55 and verse 22 says, cast your burden on the Lord. And he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. And Psalm 94 and verse 19 says, in the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who does not have anxiety? Who does not have challenges and things to worry about? Sometimes we get all chewed up by all this kind of stuff. But beloved, know that he loves you and he's carried them all on the cross. Our natural tendency is to keep them and chew them. Don't do that. Chew on the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Chew on the word. Meditate on the word. You know, meditation is taking scripture and like an ox would chew the cud. Take the word and chew on it. Hallelujah. And the word will strengthen you and give you direction and hope and guidance. Praise God. So the Lord would call all of us. Take your burdens and cast them. Peter says, cast your burdens on the Lord, for He cares for you.
Yeah.
Cast your cares on the Lord, for He cares for you. He cares for you. To cast is to, like, you know, you go fishing and you cast. Take your burdens and you cast them on the Lord. Just throw them. Hallelujah. You throw them. He said, thank you very much, and He will catch it. He'll catch it, and you know what He does? He takes it away from you. He carries them away, and you don't see it again. Oh, praise God. He is a faithful one. And He does that for all of us. For some of us, for the anointed of us, for the best looking ones. Oh, if it is for the best looking ones, all of you would qualify. For all of us, for in Him we are good looking. For in Him we are forgiven, loved, and favored. We are His favored ones. The anointing lifts the burden and breaks the yoke.
Yes.
Amen. The enemy will not be able to, our Sennacherib will not be able to bind us. For we, like Hezekiah, have talked a matter with the Lord. And the Lord has promised us, I will take care of your Sennacherib. You keep moving on in the power of my Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. For the burden bearer is with us. Praise you. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. Today, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Is there anyone, even one person, who would say, you know what? I just came with this burden. I came with an anxiety. I came with a fear. I came with something I was worrying about. This kind of makes me worry, makes me anxious. Is there one or two of you like that? Would you please raise your hand? Oh, there are some of us here. Praise you. As you raise your hand, would you please talk to the Lord about it? Name it. Talk to the Lord about it. Your neighbor does not need to hear. But, you know, just name it, talk to the Lord about it, shall we? Let's conduct business with Jesus, all right? He says, cast your cares, cast it on the Lord. Father, we just cast our cares. Oh, it's so overwhelming, so difficult. Find it so difficult to even see the possible answer to it, but you are the answer. And Lord, we thank you, for you're not calling just some of us, we are calling all of us. And all of our burdens and our cares, we cast them on you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, you talk to Him about it. Like Hezekiah, you have talked to Him about it, and He will see to it that you triumph in Him.
Amen.
Praise God. There is a person here, you have an infected right eardrum, and the Lord is healing you. He's touching you and healing you. You cannot just plunge into the water and your right eardrum gets infected, and you love water. Jesus heals you because He wants you to have fun. He wants you to enjoy the water. Jesus heals you. There's a person here, you have a very bad infection on your throat. You cannot talk too much because your voice runs out. Jesus heals you by his Spirit today. He touches you and cures you completely. There is a person here, your lungs are beginning to fail. I know it's serious, but Jesus heals you. It's not a huge problem for him. He touches you and kills you by his Spirit. By his Spirit, I see the healing power of the Lord saturating your body from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And that very disease in your lungs are being flushed out by the power of the Holy Spirit. There's a person here, you have had a fall, and your tailbone got affected by the fall. It was a thud, and the Lord heals you by his Spirit. He heals you. There's a person here, you were involved in an accident 4 years ago, and someone came and hit you from behind, and it affected your neck, your upper part of your neck, and you really haven't been able to get over that discomfort. It's gone. In the name of Jesus, it's gone. Jesus heals you by his Spirit. There is a person here, you have on this side of your body, right side of your body, just below your chest and your waist, there is a continuing discomfort and pain, something to do with your muscles. It's settled. It's done. Jesus heals you by his Spirit. By his Spirit he heals you. There's a person here, you have an allergy in your mouth, like ulcers in your mouth. Jesus heals you. Oh, precious Lord, Jesus touches you and cures you. There's a person here, you have redness of eyes and discomfort, burning sensation and redness of both eyes. Jesus heals you by his Spirit. The Lord touches you. There's a person here, you have problems with melanoma. The Lord touches you and cures you by his Spirit. He's your healer. By his Spirit, you are healed. There's a person here, your platelet count is quite low. And as a result of that, your body immune system is very low. In the name of Jesus, I'm agreeing with you together, for the Lord says he heals you.
Yes.
Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ, yes, the Son of the living God. Everyone who is wanting to receive a healing miracle, is it possible for you to please stand? Is it all right? You're standing for a healing miracle, all right? Even if you are standing for someone in proxy, all right? You want to stand for someone who is not here, a loved one, someone who is not here, even someone, you know, you don't even know if that person will believe. Never mind. Bring that person up to the Lord, because the enemy should not have a hold of our loved ones. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I agree with you today and come against disease. In the name of Jesus, we are purchased with a price, even by the blood of the Lamb. And our bodies are the temples of the living God. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I agree with you and come against every disease and pain, infirmity, and work of the enemy. And I rebuke them.
Yes.
I rebuke disease. I resist them over your bodies, and I speak the miracle working power of the Lord Jesus Christ to fall upon you like rain.
Yes.
Be healed.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, I release miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. One more thing, and that is, we need to be people who are witnesses and who would take this healing, message of deliverance and ministry of reconciliation out to the world.
Yes.
And I'm going to pray that we all would be filled and empowered by the Spirit to cast out demons, to heal the sick, and to carry this message of reconciliation. Would you receive this prayer from me? Father, we give you praise. We give you praise, Father, for this is your community of people whom you have called to Moore Park, Lord. You've called them here. You've made them a community. And now, Lord, we know that you're pouring out your Spirit upon them. Thank you for the vision you've given them. Thank you for the faith you've given them. Thank you for their hearing you. Thank you, Lord, for their seeing you. And now I pray that you would put words into their mouths.
Yes, yes.
Words of knowledge, words of wisdom, words of prophecy. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would put words of healing and encouragement and comfort and consolation and reconciliation. Pour out your Spirit upon your flock. Empower them. Release them, Lord, all over this community, that they would see signs and wonders and miracles and glorious things happen. In Jesus' name.
So
hallelujah. And I just with you would like to agree together against the principality, powers, and spirits of hell and wickedness and darkness in this city. Would you please? Hallelujah. Because you know what? You and I have been given power and authority. Hallelujah. We will tread over the serpent and it will not hurt us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we unite our hearts together. We as your church, O Lord, and we come against the principalities and powers and spirits of hell and darkness over this city. We pray for our city in the name of Jesus. Oh, we speak in Jesus' name the curses of the enemy null and void in Jesus' name. We break the curse of the enemy. We break the curse of the enemy. We bind the presence of evil and wickedness and darkness in Jesus' name. And we cast them out. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we lose on earth is loosed in heaven. And the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. We expel squatting demons and evil powers and principalities. And we speak the very presence of the Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We glorify your name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. If I may, if I have your permission. Wow, I'm taking too much of liberty here. But you know what? I know that you really will work with me on this one. I didn't think of this one, but you know, I would like for us, if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to Psalm 24. I'm not going to preach, all right? I'm not going to preach. Psalm 24, 7 to 10. Yeah. Yeah, praise God. Would you please stand up with me again? Psalm 24, verse 7. Now that we have expelled the powers of darkness and evil, we must not leave it empty. We need to invite the King of Glory to come. Hare, it's all right. Would you, shall we all read this together, giving him an invitation to come?
Amen.
All right, let's read. Are you ready?
Yes.
Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors. Then the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors. That the King of Glory may come in. Who is he, this King of Glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory, and his name is Jesus. Oh God, we praise you as we invite you to take over. Oh Jesus breaks in. Oh, we give you thanks, Lord. Oh, triumphant entry into Moor Park. Hallelujah. Jesus, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, church. May God bless you.